You're listening to Wisconsin Today.
Let's head up north.
But where exactly? That phrase conjures up different ideas of where up north sits exactly on a map.
But no matter where that is for you, up north takes us to a shared bond over breathtaking lakes and huge evergreens and an escape from hectic schedules.
That feeling was the inspiration for a new cookbook with recipes that have a special place at kitchen tables in northern Wisconsin.
Victoria Shearer is a travel and food journalist. In 1949, her newlywed parents, they built a one-room log cabin on a small lake near Mercer, and she's been returning to this spot her whole life. Her new book is called Way Up North, Wisconsin Cookbook, Recipes and Foodways from God's Country. Vicki, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you very much.
Your dad calls up north God's Country, and it's the title of your book. Why is that? What makes this region so special?
Well, it's the lakes, the forests, the rivers, and the people, I must say, not to mention the food.
I love the pictures of your cabin in Mercer and your family enjoying cabin life and the water and the inner tubes. What kind of memories do you associate with being up north?
Oh, boy, how far back do you want to go?
Let's just go there.
I started going there when I was 4 years old. And so my memories go through quite a few years. And as a child, we had a one-room cabin with an outhouse and no electricity and an ice box and what my parents called the thunder jug, which was a little chamber pot that sat on the porch. So you kind of get the picture as to where we started from. And then you see the cabin as it is today. And now I have all the modern conveniences and I can cook and cook and cook.
What are your early memories of cooking or smelling food in the cabin?
Well, I think my biggest memory is when my grandmother made potato pancakes. And I have a whole section of that in the book, a recipe of it. And she used to, my grandpa would grate the potatoes and the onions, and then she would make the potato pancakes one at a time, the size of a dinner plate. And we stood in line and waited our turn, and we got one of these pancakes. And it was usually served with a side of fried fish that my father had caught in the lake. So that's one of my earliest food memories.
In the recipe for the potatoes, you use butter, not oil, for the potato pancakes. Can you explain why?
Because that's the way Grandma did it. And let me tell you how I was able to do this, recreate this recipe. My grandmother never wrote anything down, of course. You know,
of course.
Yeah. They didn't have recipes. But my Aunt Fern, in her elder years, came up to visit me. And so we made the potato pancakes like Grandma would do, but she didn't have a recipe either. So what she'd do is she'd say, okay, it's this many potatoes, and she'd put them in a bowl, then I'd measure them. This many onions, then I'd measure them. This much salt, then I'd measure it, and you get the picture. And that's how I came up with the recipe, because she only felt her way through it just like Grandma did.
You obviously now have the modern conveniences. As you went about collecting these recipes, and you have this favorite Aunt Fern who's got the German potato salad recipe, How did you go about tweaking them for a cookbook, or did you just, you know, bring them to us straight as they were?
There's only a few recipes in the book that came from relatives, Wisconsin relatives. A lot of the other recipes I developed, most of the other ones I developed myself based off of trying to recreate the foods that I had up there. So they're originals, but they follow exactly, you know, what other people did for years on end.
As I was paging through, I tried to kind of characterize the food and the cooking style of up north, but it's pretty eclectic. It goes a lot of different directions. What to you makes it stand out from other areas of the state or the country?
Well, we also do the Wisconsin thing of the beer, the cheese, and the sausages. I mean, that carries through the whole state, and it's the Holy Trinity, I call it. I think that the predominance of lake fish, perhaps. Fish fry is a big deal in northern Wisconsin. Virtually every saloon and restaurant has one on Friday night, fish fry. And I think maybe just the basic simplicity. We're all uncomplicated people up there, I think.
You show us this over-the-top Bloody Mary recipe from northern Wisconsin, and then you have some information about a deli in Rhinelander. Can you talk about Bloody Marys in up north in the North Woods?
They basically are a meal into themselves, a lot of them. I mean, not every place serves their Bloody Mary with an entire meal, but certainly the place in Rhinelander certainly does, CT's Deli. You can get meat and shrimp and sausages and cheese and breadsticks and everything. And I thought it was pretty clever the way they have the lunchbox Mary in a pitcher, and then there's a meal for four people there, and then you can take your pitcher home at the end of the day.
We're talking with food author Vicki Shear. Her new book is called Way Up North, Wisconsin Cookbook. We're paging through some of these recipes. Vicki, let's turn to sausage now. It's such a staple in the state, wherever you go. How do you make beer brats the right way?
Okay, well, I make them what I've always known as Sheboygan style. You simmer them in beer and onions until they're kind of par cooked. And then you put them on the grill and get a good char on them. Then you put them back in the beer and onions and let them simmer in there until you're ready to eat. So it's a perfect way to cook brats for a great big picnic or something, because everybody can serve themselves when they want to. And you can make it ahead of time so that they're all just ready, simmering in the beer and broth. But it gives it a special flavor. And I prefer Johnsonville brats, which are made in Wisconsin. to me, it has the original Johnsonville has the most authentically German taste.
Well, we're also in the thick of strawberry season right now, and you have a recipe for drunken strawberries with almond whipped cream served in a wine glass. How do we make these drunken strawberries?
It's just a matter, here it is, a matter of 4 strawberries and half a cup of sugar. And then the Grand Marnier. Grand Marnier, I think, is a little sweeter than the Contre. So I usually use Grand Marnier. And you let it macerate together, the flavors together, and then you top it with your toasted almonds and whipped cream that you put almond extract in. So you've got that almondy flavor combining with the sweetness of the strawberries, and it's divine. It really is. And it's a really pretty pretty dessert when you put it in a tulip wine glass.
Yeah, so pretty, so easy, simple ingredients, and those strawberries just being, you know, showcasing just the strawberry crop of the season. It really sounds so wonderful. You know, that reminds me, in your fish and fries recipe, how you doctor up the fries and that you pull out of the freezer and you add some spices to them. And I just thought, oh, she's like a woman after my heart. I too would pull the fries out and not hand cut them. Okay. I appreciated that.
Life is too short to spend all that time in the kitchen when you can approximate it in a much simpler manner and get a pretty good pretty good idea of what the recipe would have originally have tasted like.
I will always think of you when I see the crinkle fries. Can you leave us with a little up north inspiration or anything that's been on your mind about cooking in northern Wisconsin?
I think that most of my memories of food revolve around fried fish, because that was just something my dad did every single day. And I got very good at taking the fish off the hook and gutting him and cleaning him and eating him, cooking him. So I would say it's kind of in the heart of everybody that's up there is catching your own catch and eating it.
Oh, Vicki, thank you so much for your recipes. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Victoria Shearer, she is a travel and food journalist from Wisconsin, with us to talk about her new book, Way Up North Wisconsin Cookbook, Recipes and Foodways from God's Country. And we have recipes for the drunken strawberries with almond whipped cream and those potato pancakes. Find those recipes at WPR.org/food.